then we'll understand each other by and by.
Hello there, everybody. We hope you're feeling fine wherever you are. Yes, sir, this is your old friend Dowson and Rapin, the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey with an all-sacred program. And in just a minute, we're going to tell you about our all-sacred hymn book, so keep a listen, will you?
And we'll understand it better by and by.
Well, thank you so much there, Wayne Rainey. And friends, we are glad to be with you on this program, especially you friends that like the good old gospel hymn. And you know what? I'm just telling you the truth. I haven't seen many people that didn't like the fine old gospel hymns. Really, the truthful ones, you know, express something and give us all hope and courage and give us a blessing. Now, that's the kind of songs you'll find in our All Sacred Song album, friends. We're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this all great and fine compiled hymn book in just a little bit. But we're going to get the program started, and here's it.
Thank you, Alton, and hello, everybody out there everywhere. Glad to be with you again. We've got the songs on the program just like you wrote in here and asked us to put on. The ones you know that get the most requests is the ones that get on the program. The number 103 is the first song we're going to sing. That song is an old-time song that Alton, Wayne, and myself sort of got together and rearranged. And here it is, the trio singing for you, The Wrath of God.
God, he should be coming when this old world will start to burn. Too late to pray on that great morning. Then, oh, sinner man, where you gonna hide? Then you cry. The banks of the river, and you jump in to drown your sins. Then the wrath of God, it falls upon you. Then, oh, oh, sinner man, where are you gonna hide? Then you cry.
Then you cry.
Friends, the rocks and the mountains fall on you. You know, that's predicted in Bible there, you know. You can read it right now out of the pages of your holy Bible. You can turn that there where it is, and it says that just plain. And you know, friends, we all honestly believe that if we had a worldwide revival of songs like we got here in our All Sacred Song album, there wouldn't be any wars or anything like that. I believe it would drive all the passion of war away from the whole world. You know, you just got to be close to your Almighty and to your Creator to sing these kind of songs and to write them. And friends, that's the way we feel. And we need more of these kind of songs. We need them. Everybody needs them. Everybody needs to sing along here with us each time we put on these programs. And we're going to ask you if you won't do that. This is a personal favor. Each time you hear us on this program, well, you come on and sing along with us. Now, you're going to need a hymn book like we're singing out of. Each hymn in this book is specially and carefully compiled. And friends, we're not joking when we say that. We don't joke at all on this program because we really mean for it to help you. Now, here's Wayne Rainey standing right beside me to tell you how to get your All Sacred Song album. And he means what he says, and it's a money-back guarantee, so you listen to him closely. All right, Wayne?
Thank you so much, Alton. That was words mighty well said there. You know, there's 150 of these fine gospel songs that you need right there in your home.
You don't only need them in your home, but in your church and in your singing convention. This is a book that we feel sure you're going to really be proud of, the kind that you can show to your friends when they come to your house, the kind that you're going to really be proud to show them, and the kind that they're going to want someone exactly like it. Now, in this book here, we've got the four-part harmony, wrote to all 150 of these songs, where you can use them as duets, quartets, trios, or solos. Any way that sacred songs are used, you're going to be mighty proud of at least one of these books, and when you get yours, you'll probably be like all of the other fans that have ordered. They turned right around and ordered a dozen. Some ordered two dozen for their churches and their singing conventions. Now, that's a mighty fine way to do there, and we appreciate it. We'd like to thank you a million to all of you that have already ordered, and we want to thank you in advance to all you fine folks that's getting ready to order right now. So you listen real close. If you want these 150 fine gospel songs, all with the words and the music complete, and the pictures of Alton and Rabin and myself, just like we look here on the air, all of this comes to you for just a $1 bill if you hurry. Now, we mean hurry, too, because this offer could go off the air at any time. But one thing for sure, as long as you hear us telling you about it, you can rest assured and feel that and guarantee, and we guarantee, that you are going to get your book, that you are going to get your book, that you are going to get your book. So why don't you sit down right now? Before you forget it, here's the way to get yours. Is just enclose a $1 bill with your name and address very plainly and send that to the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey in care of this radio station. That's the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey in care of this radio station. Now, if you don't have that dollar handy, just send us your name and address and we'll mail it to you COD. When it arrives at your home, just pay a dollar plus a few cents COD postage. That's easy, isn't it? Now, whether you send them the dollar or if you want it COD, the address is still the same. It's the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey in care of this radio station. It's time for another song now, and Alton and Rabin has picked a fine one here right out of the pages of our all-sacred song album. Number 53, to you that already have your book, turn to page number 53 and sing right along. Here's Alton and Rabin singing, Who at My Door is Standing? Number 53, right there out of our All Sacred Song album, friends. That there is a song that'll make you stop and think a little bit, and as I've said before, though, that don't hurt a thing in the world. Don't hurt you to stop and think about yourself. No, sirree.
Well, friends, we'd like to urge you to get your order in on this big bargain offer while it's still on the air. As Wayne Rainey has told you, well, you know, we never can tell what kind of thing might creep up, such as a paper shortage or something like that. The way things are these days and times, well, we might have to take it off the air. And sure enough, we'd hate to think that you wanted one of these song albums and then missed out on it. Well, friends, that's what we want you to do is sit down right now. While you're thinking about it, get a pencil there because I'm going to give you the mailing address and you write it down. Now, when you're ordering, you also write your own name, and you also write your own name, and you also write your own name, and you also write your own name. We want to take the song album. Friends, when you're ordering, whether you order COD or if you're sending the cash along there in an envelope, a dollar bill, send your orders to the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey and care of this radio station you're listening to now. Just as soon as we receive your order here, we'll be sending you out this all-sacred song album. And we believe that you're going to like it. Well, Alton and Wayne's got together over there in the corner. They've got another song picked out that we're going to sing for you here. And here's Wayne to tell you what it'll be.
Thank you so much, Rabin, and we've got one picked right out from the fine requests to come in right along with our orders. Number 149, Alton and Rabin and myself sing it for you. It's Where Shall I Be?
When judgment day is drawing near, where shall I be? When God the works of men shall die, where shall I be? Where shall I be? How will it be with my poor soul? Where shall I be? Where shall I be when the light drops its sound? Where shall I be when it sounds so loud? When it sounds so loud as the wake of the day?
Hips?
Wait a minute. It won't work. Adam will never eat that forbidden apple.
Oh, yes, he will, when I'm through with it.
Nonsense, he won't.